don't want to be too consumptive. You want to be productive. So you make recordings, and, well, you make recordings. This is Jason Nemro. I think we're going to make this a Cohen Meanderer recording. It's going to be kind of a short one because I am I'm coming back from the temple into Amarillo. Lisa's talked me into overnighting to going to the temple and overnighting in Amarillo because it would be absolutely impossible to go back to Tucumcari after a temple trip. Anyway, I struggle with it because of my inherent cheapness. I wish I could find, the situation here in Amarillo is coming to an end. You know, it's going to get done, and then it's going to be, I don't know what it's going to be. I just get this real abiding feeling that the situation here in Amarillo is going to die. So there's no point in trying to make this more workable because there's no point in it. Now, do I know exactly what's going to happen? No. I get the feeling that I'm not going to go backwards. Like, I'm not going to take a job back at Sandia Labs in like Albuquerque and do that again. my lead over there, Lance. He, when I said I had put in my resignation, and he said, oh, "Man, what are you doing that for?" He says, "You should have come talk to me first. We could have gotten you more money." And it's like, I said, "Well, I don't know." So it's closer to home to be at Pantex than it is to be at Sandia. Anyway, well, you know, and I said, "And you guys are great to work with." And he said, "Oh, well, if we were so great, you wouldn't have left." And it's like, well, it's not like that with me. This is, I don't leave because I don't like the people. It says, can I be really honest? I'm not a big fan of these high security things. I'm kind of an easygoing, laissez-faire sort of guy, and computers used to be kind of like that too, a little bit at least, sort of. My technology job at New Mexico State, for instance, was really wonderful. Probably why I kept it for as long as I did until I just got utterly bored with it. It was just kind of things coming together that were kind of tricky. You know, what's a good way to put it? The state didn't have a lot of money or wasn't willing to spend it in these ways. There were budget cutbacks, and so people were having to just hang with the computers they already had. There had been kind of a, you know, you change out computers every 3 or 4 years or so, and then it got stretched out to 6 or 7. And it was like, wow, you know, and it was just like everything worked okay. People weren't doing crazy stuff. And honestly, Every once in a while, there was things to do, and equipment to put in, and maintenance to handle, and we were just starting to get good and efficient at being able to remote into situations, and so I was remoting in a lot more, and so I didn't need to travel as much, and problems were solved so much more readily. And I to be honest, I kind of like being kind of the traveling gun, going around and just taking care of this and that and solving problems. And I think people just called me to have me come over. I don't know if I was entertainment particularly, but I guess I was. Whoa. And you have to know that even under those circumstances, you have to progress. You have to keep doing, it's just the churn, change. Things don't stay the same. Things weren't going very well. Lisa wasn't happy with the situation and how they were kind of dinking around with me. And I wasn't terribly excited about it either. It wasn't looking good. The longer I stayed there, the worse my job titles were getting. It's almost like I would get constant demotions. I mean, they would still pay me the same. It wasn't like the money was going down, but it was like, since I used to be pretty high status and now I'm not, they kept having all these surveys to say, so what do you spend your time doing? How much time do you spend doing this? How much time do you spend doing that, technology-wise? And then it would come back and it'd say, well, you're really more of this kind of a person than this other one. So we're gonna downgrade your title, which I think meant that even though I was still making the same amount of money, the next time it came for people to get raises, I wouldn't have been one of the ones to get the raises. They would have said, well, he's already overpaid for what he really does. Therefore, we're not going to give him, the next across-the-board pay increase that almost everybody gets. He won't get it because he doesn't, he's already well paid. We don't have to pay him more to keep him around or something. Anyway, so it was just as well that I took off when I did. So it's just like everything else. You go, was that kind of a job that was kind of kicking the pants? And you go, yeah. And you go, that's great. I just had a job come up that kind of felt like that. But it only pays it doesn't even pay half what I make now, which is, that's kind of painful. And I really do want to, if I'm going to take pay cuts, and it might just be time, I might really be being paid far more than I'm probably worth, since it doesn't bother me deeply. I want it to be a good benefit to me, and one of the best benefits to me would be to work in, to work where I can still build up my pension. And that seems to be a central preoccupation now. So I'm going for one of those, and I hope to heck I get it. A lecturer appointment with the University of New Mexico. And it says, yeah, it's a pay cut, but it affords me other things besides just a raw income boost. But yeah, I'm still paid. I'm paid decently. It's not going to be fantastic. But at least I can say, yeah, once upon a time I did make six figures. And not only did I make six figures once, I made it twice. And, you know, so that's pretty good, I think. Anyway, so, oh, I went right past my normal fueling point, I think. So, that's not good. But that's all right, you know. It ends up being like a dollar or two different. So if I miss it occasionally, it's not that big of a deal. I'm already in Amarillo now. I need to slow down, honestly. So you just get a feeling that, like I've been holding back, there's several places that say, we want to talk to you. There's a lot of recruiters out there that say, we want to talk to you because we got this position and we think you'd probably be really good for it. And it's like, is it work from home? No. It's just, no, I'm only considering work from home except for this one teaching job. But to be honest, I really don't want to start a job. So I'm kind of holding off until I get some word one way or the other that this is going to be, this is going to be happening. You know, I said, I want to tell him, I said, you know, I said, people are beating down my door wanting me to go to work for them. And, you know, I says, I'm putting them off because I really want this teaching appointment. Well, it's not teaching, a lecture appointment. And, but I want them to get to it. Says, you guys need to make a decision. You need to make a decision pretty quickly. It says, because if it starts getting too close to kind of a deadline for me, I said, I need to look elsewhere. You know, if you guys are going to drag your feet and like, well, I don't know if you really want this guy or not. It's like, okay, just, you know, says I can find a job someplace else. I would really prefer to have this because I really want to work on my pension. Really, honestly, I do. So that's kind of what's coming down the pike right now. And it's really interesting to try to get a feel for what you should do. And my tendency, even though people are saying, oh, I saw your thing on this place and on that place, and I think you're really well suited for this job or that job. And it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm just putting these people off because, this is it right here. Oh, I'm going to be getting off right here. Nope, no, I'm not. So I thought I was. Okay. Yeah, I'm just right at my destination. And so I really want to acknowledge yet again, and for anybody listening, God's fingerprints, be looking and feeling out for God's influence on this. I'm practically being told just to hold off. You know, not that what I did was too early. I stumbled on this, to be honest. It wasn't really advertised out there in what most people would see as, oh yeah, hell, he was advertised for this and all that stuff. And you go, no, it wasn't. So I'm not unhappy. It really coincided with the whole thing of everything starting to fall apart in Amarillo. You know, me being told that this thing is really a contract that was going to die quickly. My piece of property and situation out at Fritch. was dying and needed to be gotten out of. And it really worked out well there. I got out of it without too much pain and torture and despair. Anyway, so I'm grateful. I'm grateful things have gone the way they have. It's just being patient, which is I'm really not very good at. So anyway, okay, it's time to stop. Let me go ahead and leave you with the priestly blessing. The Lord bless you, keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance toward you and give you peace.